puddles. To the left, to the left, to the left, to the left. No, no, to the left, to the left.
For all of that to make sense, I have to start the story the night before. It was Tuesday, and my youth group and I had been camping for 3 days in Ohio Pyle, Pennsylvania. It had been sunny for all three of those days until Tuesday night at 7 p.m. There was no warning. I did not see the clouds roll in, and we did not feel the weather change. It just started downpouring. The rain did not stop until 4 a.m. the next day. The rain was not on the forecast, and none of us were prepared for it. All the tents flooded, the hammocks and camping chairs were soaked, and some of the food was even ruined. Because of the downpour, when we got to the rafting trip the next day, there was a nervousness within the guides of the rafting company. We had gone rafting earlier in the week, and you could tell there was a big difference in the attitudes of the guides. We had the same guides, so we could see the difference. The first trip, the guides were more easygoing, light, and cheery. They had their normal warnings about a rafting trip, but the emphasis was more to have fun than anything else. But that was different for the second time. As soon as we got there, we knew that the rafting trip was going to be more intense than the first time. The river level had come up significantly more than what was originally thought was going to be the level. Nobody was prepared for the experience. I was in the front of the raft with one of the adults on the trip. When we first got on the water, everyone was having fun and laughing, but that quickly stopped when we hit a particular bad part of the river. My raft had a soft-spoken guide, so when the water started to get faster, her voice started to be drowned out by how loud the rushing sound of the water was. That brings us back to what you heard in the beginning. We could not hear what she was saying, so nobody but the guide knew what to do. She told us to go right so we could go around the rock that would protect us from the bad part of the river, but we went left instead and went straight into the rapids. The water pushed us up onto a rock and flipped the raft sideways, and everything started to happen in slow motion. I felt like I was falling forever until I hit the water. When I got into the water, my leader had grabbed my life jacket when he grabbed onto the raft. But the water was still rushing over my head and body. Because of how fast the water was rushing, I was being pushed down and my body felt like it was being dragged against the bottom of the river. I forgot how to swim, I lost my shoes, I lost my paddle, and what I felt like was 20 minutes, I was being dragged along the bottom of the river. I was only in the water for about 3 minutes before the other guides pulled us and the raft to the bank of the river. We still had about half the rapids left to go, so we all got back into the boat and continued on, even though I did not want to. The rest of the trip was done without my shoes and my paddle. About half of us on the boat did not have our paddles. The rest of the trip was fine, and we got to the end without any other injuries. When I called my parents to tell them about my near-death experience, they told me I was fine and nowhere near death.